This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for October 2015. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene,
the International Amateur Radio Union declares young hams a top priority.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF in Nelson. We start tonight with presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening to all amateurs and other listeners. Last weekend, I had the pleasure of making the Young Amateur of the Year 2014 presentation to Logan Nicol, ZL2LMN, at the Auckland branch, of which Logan is a committee member. Logan is a secondary school student and has contributed greatly to the activities of the Auckland branch, including taking the lead in such projects as organising remote internet access to equipment and getting on the end of a shovel and helping with work at the clubrooms. Logan was presented with a certificate and some accessories for him to use in his home shack. It was great that Logan had his mother and other members of his extended family present. The presentation should have been made at our AGM in Hamilton earlier this year. However, due to an oversight, this did not occur, and I apologise to Logan for that. Council has been advertising for a while for a VHF, UHF and SHF records coordinator, and I am pleased to announce that John Wysocki at L2TWS has volunteered for the position and has been appointed by Council. John has been the coordinator in the past, and a change in his work has freed up his time, allowing him to take on the role again. There will be more from John and Bracken in the near future. Peter Lake at L2AZ has retired as a director of Region 3 IARU, a position that he has held since 2005. On behalf of the members of NZART, I would like to thank Peter for his service to our region of IARU. Meanwhile, our representative team of Don Wallace at L2TLL and Terry Carroll at L3QL have just returned from the IARU Region 3 Triennial Conference in Bali. At that meeting, Don was elected to the position of a Region 3 Director. It is good to see New Zealand having continuity in the leadership of IARU. A report on the business of that meeting will be in an edition of Break-In soon. Don will soon be off to the ITU World Radio Conference in Geneva as a member of the New Zealand delegation. This is a United Nations meeting where international agreement on the allocation of radio spectrum occurs, so it is of real importance to amateur radio. Increased allocation of spectrum at 5 MHz is on the agenda at this meeting. There is no guarantee of an increased allocation, but our country delegation will be supporting this. Don will be away from home for a month at the WRC, a real commitment on his part to all New Zealand amateurs, and we are grateful for this. Don's travel and expenses have been funded by generous donations from NZART members, branches, and AREC. The last edition of NZART InfoLine was a final edition put together by Mike Balls at L2VM. Mike has looked after InfoLine for the last 2 years. Thanks for your help, Mike. Dennis Coulter, ZL3DEN, from Christchurch, has kindly volunteered to take John's place. InfoLine is a fortnightly bulletin of information from NZART HQ and other sources, and it can be found on the NZART website where you may subscribe to receive it by email. Later in this broadcast, you'll be hearing all about the H-Night event that will occur in December on 80 metres, and is the anniversary of the 1945 gradual return to amateurs of spectrum in New Zealand after World War II, starting with 80 metres. AM will be the mode in keeping with the time. Meanwhile, several branches are looking at interconnected Wi-Fi systems allowing amateurs to form computer data networks over radio. Wi-Fi gear can be easily persuaded to operate without microwave bands. What a great activity we have in amateur radio, where we can enjoy activities as diverse as these, using simple AM phone on HF to celebrate past important events, and then use advanced techniques to form networks over microwave. I can recall the late Jumbo Godfrey's at O1HV, a past NZART president and life member, saying in a 1980s Break-In interview that the young uns will be regularly on microwave by the end of the century. This may have taken a little longer, but I'm sure Jumbo would be very proud. Finally, on a personal note, Claire and I have shifted into our new home in Blenheim. Once unpacking has finished, possibly before, I hope to get a loop aloft for HF so I can get back to enjoying the use of some of the spectrum that we have been allocated since that night in 1945. Good night all.
Thank you, Stuart. Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, the president of NZART. Along with a change in break in editor from Christchurch to Upper Hutt, please note that the postal address for all items relating to break-in, ham ads, advertising, letters to the editor, etc. should now be addressed to NZART's P.O. Box in Upper Hutt. While the post office box in Christchurch will be maintained until it expires in March 2016, all postal items should now be sent to Break-in Editor, P.O. Box 40525, Upper Hutt 5140. Break-in Editor, P.O. Box 40525, Upper Hutt 5140. A reminder, the deadline for copy for the next issue of Break-in is 10 November 2015 for the November-December 2015 issue. And that information from Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI, the editor of Break-in. A reminder tonight of the Straight Key Contest night, coming up on Sunday, the 1st of November. This contest is on 80 metres only and comprises 2 one-hour periods between 2000 and 2200 hours New Zealand Standard Time. Yes, polish and lubricate that old Morse key and enjoy an evening of old-time radio fun. It's a fun activity night in which everyone can be a winner with a certificate to prove it. Straight Key Night on Sunday the 1st of November. You can find all the details under contest rules on the NZART webpage. To Upper Hutt we head now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, a thank you to all those who have paid their annual subscription for 2016. However, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I do need to reiterate details regarding subscriptions. Many saw a message on the front of the September-October issue of Break-In, reminding them to pay their annual subscription. Suffice to say, I have received a number of calls and emails asking how much to pay, where to pay to, and most importantly, why had they not received an invoice? Invoices were posted out with the July-August issue of Break-In. However, as many members do not keep the address sheets, you may have inadvertently thrown this away, which has led to confusion as to the wording reminder on your latest Break-In. I do appreciate that the initial invoice can easily be missed. However, to keep our costs down, it's more prudent to include this invoice with a Break-In issue. Rest assured, a reminder notice is in your letterbox as I speak for those who have yet to renew and take advantage of the $10 rebate. The cost of membership is $99, less $10, or $129 for families, less $10. The rebate is only applicable to those two categories, not overseas subscriptions. Finally, due to legal reasons, I am no longer able to take your change of address nor credit card details over the phone. This must be sent to me in writing, giving me authority to access this information. Sorry to sound so negative this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. The first Saturday in November, that's the 7th, and it is the date to remember for radio equipment sales. Starting first tonight with details of the Kapiti Branch 69 equipment sale being held at the branch clubrooms behind the Memorial Hall to Tanakai Street in Paraparaumu. Equipment drop-off from 8 a.m. and open to the public from 9 a.m. Any questions? Contact via email kapitibranch69@gmail.com. One word, kapitibranch69@gmail.com. A talking station will be operating on the day on Kapiti 685 and Kapiti DMR VK/ZL. To Western Suburbs Radio Club Branch 03, and they'll also be holding their equipment sale on Saturday the 7th of November. Their venue is the Rosebank Primary School Hall, 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale. It's the same venue as in previous years, a great big hall with plenty of parking. Sellers at 8 a.m, buyers from 9 a.m. Now, tables are $10 each, and for bookings, please contact Roy's at L1WI 09 814 9550 or Mervs at L1SK 09 828 7174, or you can email Merv m.r.thomas@vodafone.co.nz. An entry fee of $2 is payable by all visitors to the sale, and the sale closes at midday. That's the Western Suburbs Radio Club equipment sale on Saturday the 7th of November. To news now on the international scene, and we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
By the time the International Amateur Radio Union's Region 3 conference wrapped up October 16th, directors had clearly agreed that the single most effective way of keeping amateur radio vibrant is by engaging the next generation. Directors throughout the region noted that programs such as Youngsters on the Air in Region 1 and ARRL Kids Day in Region 2 are already successfully energizing young licensees. In a report presented to the conference, Region 3 directors also had praise for Australia's recent introduction of its foundation license, an entry-level ticket that's begun opening the airwaves to youth on the air in that nation. In her report to the Region 3 conference, Region 1's Youth Working Group Chairwoman Lisa Linders, PA2LS, said the first Youngsters on the Air summer program has already inspired more radio activity for young people on the national and local level. Linders recommended that organizers consider a second YOTA summer event. Of course, Region 3's directors also recognized other ways to keep amateur radio on the upswing, such as reaching out to attendees at do-it-yourself maker fairs and encouraging radio amateurs whose tickets have lapsed to consider becoming relicensed. But in the end, directors looked to youth as radio's brightest, most shining future, sharing that conclusion in a report that reads in part, quote, "An underlying theme for all of us is where will the next generation of radio amateurs come from so that what we enjoy today can continue to provide benefits to the community," end quote. It's not exactly a CUSO party, but it is a celebration of international proportions. The United Nations Amateur Radio Club Station 4U1UN will mark the UN's 70th anniversary by operating on the weekend of October 24th and 25th with the call sign 4U70UN. The club station will set up in a garden area on the ground level of the UN's Manhattan headquarters and operate during daylight hours only. Operators plan to be on as many bands in as many modes as possible. Satellite operation will also be included. DXers take note, 4U1UN is considered a separate DXCC entity. Visit www.qrz.com for QSL card details, and please do not send QSL cards to the UN. Ham Radio is involved in yet another safety project, this one in Nepal, which has just received its first 2-meter repeater with a newly installed IRLP node. The repeater and node were created by the Baynet Amateur Radio Club in California, working with the Tribhuvan University in Kathmandu. They're expected to be particularly useful following the recent earthquake that struck Nepal. The earthquake last April killed more than 9,000 and injured more than 23,000 by some estimates. The Baynet Club, WW6BAY, is a club most active in establishing repeater systems for use by the Red Cross and other public service organizations. The club credited Kent Johnson, W7AOR, and Keith Gooby, VA3YC, for their special assistance. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW in South Mississippi, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2015. All rights are reserved.
And as always, it's thank you to the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Mark Sullivan, ZL3AB, our DX columnist of Brecon, has announced that next year he'll be running the Lee Jennings Activity Marathon 2016. Now, this is an activity to encourage ZLs to get active on HF. The goal is simple. See how many days you can have four or more QSOs on any of the MF-HF bands, that's 630 metres through to 6 metres, during 2016. A minimum of 50 days will qualify you for a bronze certificate, 100 days silver, 200 days gold, and 300 days platinum. You can read all about the Lee Jennings Marathon 2016 in Mark ZL3AB's CQDX column on page 26 of your September-October issue of Break In. The full rules, they can be found on the web at zl3x.com/marathon. It's time for WARO News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Members will have received the latest bulletin magazine by now, and I hope you've enjoyed reading it and have sent it on to the DX members that you sponsor into WARO. Topsy ZL2LS does a great job of producing our magazine, but she needs input from us, the members, to keep up the standards that have been achieved over the years. Written articles, large or small, of interest to YLs are welcome. Some of you have been travelling in recent months, and we would like to read about your experiences. Photos are very acceptable, accompanied with a short explanation. Topsy's email address is inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. Our break and Waro page editors are also looking for copy. They welcome reports of local club activities that YLs have been involved in, visits from overseas hams, snippets of news and photos. You can email them to waro@nzart.org.nz. That's waro@nzart.org.nz. Waro's YL Activity Week ended a while back. You may have sufficient contacts to earn the Waro Mountain Buttercup Award if you kept a log of your contacts. You should send it off to our awards manager, Lynette, ZL1LL, at her call book address. Some of you will have read in our bulletin that the next International YL Meet is being held in Milton Keynes, Britain, in October 2016. And you may not know that the RSGB convention, with plenty to attract OM's attention, is being held in Milton Keynes over the same dates. I reckon this could be a good reason to start saving for a visit to the UK. That's all from Waro for this October, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Looking to future contest activities on the band. Information tonight from Rob Carter, ZL2IW, and it's all about H Night. The original H Night was 7:30 p.m. on the 8th of December 1945. Yes, 70 years ago. World War II was over, and once again, amateurs were permitted to use 80 metres and a frequency band just above our current 6-metre band. Traditionally, H-Night has been celebrated by simply making a contact on 80 metres on the evening of the 8th of December. However, in this year of ANZAC awareness, it seems fitting to celebrate this return of amateur radio privileges with an H-Night contest. So, in brief, the contest mode will be AM and the band 80 metres. There will be 5 half-hour periods from 19:30 to 2200 hours New Zealand Daylight Time. There'll be categories for all styles of equipment, and points will be gained by logging AM contacts with other stations. See your latest break-in, page 17, for full details of the contest. Rob ZL2IW suggests you get your old gear dusted off, or read the manual on your latest shiny acquisition, or perhaps check your latest SDR software. Yes, join in the celebration of freedom. It's the H-Night Contest, Tuesday, the 8th of December, commencing at 19:30 hours. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Napier Branch 25 has its annual general meeting on Wednesday, the 4th of November, starting 7 p.m. at the clubrooms, which are at 123 Latham Street in Napier. And down the road at Hastings Branch 13, the next meeting is on November the 25th, starting 7:30 p.m. at Papakawai Hall on Papakawai Road in Papakawai. This will be the annual general meeting as well as the homebrew competition night. Hutt Valley Branch 18, NZART, has its next meeting on Monday, November the 2nd, and it's a movie night, and the meeting is in the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo. The Old Timers meeting will be at the clubrooms at 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October the 28th. And finally, Wednesday the 18th of November is the date of Nelson Amateur Radio Club Branch 26's annual general meeting, which starts at 7:30 p.m. at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms, situated on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting as always from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 29th of November. This is ZL6A. headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2015. Good night, everyone. Good night now.